T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Harbaugh, we thought we were done with this, and maybe we are. But last week, it was leaked out that the Denver Broncos ownership decided
they wanted to check out Zingerman's.
We needed, yes, exactly.
they wanted to see what the Zingerman's Roadhouse is. It as good as the original? So they came to town, and they knew someone.
No, they
knew him, and Jim Harbaugh said, "You know what? Let me take you around."
No, they wanted to meet Wojo's aunt.
Not going good. What's going on over there? You okay?
Yes.
All that yelling for the Eagles, right?
Yeah, all choked up right now. But yes, it has been reported. Mm-hmm. It came out this weekend that the Denver Broncos came to town to visit one more time, kick the tires on Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh took the meeting, and we don't know where it was. We're just making things up as we go, but we do know that it's been reported that they were in town to see if Jim Harbaugh has still had some interest in being an NFL coach.
Now, I read somewhere where they went and met other people too. It wasn't just a Jim Harbaugh deal. They met some other candidates too. They traveled around. But what's interesting to me is
the only candidate in Ann Arbor would have been Jim Harbaugh.
But at least this does shut up some of the people saying that this was all Harbaugh generated.
Well, I don't know that it was all Harbaugh generated for every team. It felt like, or at least it was being reported, it was Harbaugh generated in Carolina.
Correct.
Everything else, it feels like, there's been mutual interest. Now, we don't know if there was a contract offered, not offered, if it was turned down. We just know that, hey, they were in town, and I don't know if Jim Harbaugh, told them, "You can't out happy happy. I'm happy here." Or, "Hey, I already said I was coming back, so I'm going to stick here, and maybe we'll revisit this in another year." I don't think Denver wants to do that 3 years in a row.
No.
Wouldn't be ideal. But, again, I go back to, does Jim Harbaugh need to come out with another statement today? I don't know.
No.
He already made his, happy, happy, statement, and he made his statements last year. I think we just have to live with the fact that there are going to be people that come up with different scenarios and, the sources say, but we're also going to have to come up with or deal with legitimate individuals, and the Denver Broncos are legitimate.
Correct.
Interested in Jim Harbaugh. He had success as an NFL coach. He has now found success at the college level. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
People want good coaches.
It is that simple.
Yeah. And it's I'll go back to something that I said. It annoys me because I want to be selfish and I don't want to listen to these things all of the time. But I go to the fact that would you rather have a coach that no one else wants?
No, because chances are that means your coach sucks.
No, it sucks or is nearing the end of his tenure as coaching. I think there's a lot of people that would love to have Nick Saban as their coach. But you don't hear about that because he's, 70, 71, 72?
Right.
And he's probably not going to revitalize another program.
Right.
Probably doesn't want to go to the NFL and, deal with that. He's just got something good going. So that's kind of what you're stuck with.
Yeah, and because he played in the NFL and coached in the NFL, it's always going to be there, as opposed, now he could change his mind. You don't ever hear about NFL people going after Kirby Smart, do you?
I haven't.
No.
No.
But he's never really had an NFL stint.
Right.
Here's the other thing, too, is the more that you hear about connections in the NFL, the football world is a relatively small world. And there's a lot of people that know everybody. When we talk about different franchises, sometimes I'll mention, whether it's on air or off air, different guys that I know really across the NFL, because Dan Snyder did me a solid in firing six coaches and their staffs. So I have, you know, people on staffs or in the front offices, former players that I know across the NFL. It's very much the same thing. Jim Harbaugh was a player. You just mentioned that. That is when you're a player and you start to have former teammates that are coaches and you've been around the NFL, you've got different guys that are GMs. There's going to be a Jim Harbaugh connection. That might not always be the owner, like we talk about with Jim Irsay, but there's going to be connections that can be made with Jim Harbaugh and almost any NFL franchise because of his time in coaching and because of his time as a player.
The only thing that I will say that I don't like about what I read was this appears to be after he already made the statement that he's going to be back.
Well, yeah, it's clearly after the statement he's going to
be
back.
So, like, what's...
Do you take the meeting? Like, that's really what people are questioning. Right. Why take the meeting? Does that show any indecision still?
Yes.
But some people think you should always take the meeting, no matter what. If somebody's reaching out to you about a potential opportunity, that you should always at least talk and listen more than anything.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Do you do it out of respect for those that are coming to town? So let's just use those cast of characters that we're talking about. Jim Harbaugh, out of respect for Denver's ownership, they're coming to town. Do you just say, hey, okay, I'll take the meeting. Nothing has to come of it. Or out of respect for your university or your recruits or your players or your fan base that you've already said you're coming back, do you not take the meeting out of respect for them?
I don't think you take the meeting. If you already told them you're not taking the job, well, at that point it wasn't offered per se, but you basically announced you're coming back to Michigan.
You removed your name from contention.
Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.